Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY25 earnings conference call of Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers. Before we begin, I would like to remind all participants that some of the statements or comments made on today's call may be forward-looking in nature. These may include, but are not necessarily limited to, the financial projections or other statements of the company's plans, objectives, expectations, or intentions. The company disclaims any obligation to update these forward-looking statements to reflect future events or developments. Kindly refer to slide number 19 of the earnings presentation for a detailed disclaimer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pankaj Manjani, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer of Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone, and we welcome all the participants to Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited's Q4 FY25 earnings call. Joining us today from the management side, we have Mr. Puneet Makharia, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Deepak Beriwala, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I will hand over the call to Mr. Puneet Makharia for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Pankaj. A very good evening to all, and thank you for joining Q4 and FY25 earnings calls of our company, Shree Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers Limited. Friends, I hope you had an opportunity to go through our financial results and investor presentation, which are available on the exchange as well as on our company website. As we bring FY25 to a close, I'm pleased to share that the company has delivered consistent performance, both financially and operationally, supported by our focus on execution, internal accrual-driven investments, and discipline in our cost management. For Q4 FY25, revenue from operations reached 219.4 crores, marking a 15% year-on-year increase segment-wise. The chemical division registered a growth of 19%, and fertilizer division advanced by 10.6%, and our EBITDA levels for the quarter came in as 24.70 crores, reflecting a 32% rise over Q4 FY24, with margins expanding to 11.3%, driven by operational efficiencies. Profit after tax increased to 16.5 crores, up to 27% on a year-on-year basis. On a full-year basis, we achieved 806.3 crores in revenues, representing an 11% increase on FY24. EBITDA improved to 83.90 crores, up to 38%, and net profit moved up from 58% to 58.60 crores, supported by volume growth and the price discipline and a stable cost environment. Friends, from a volume perspective, the fertilizer segment recorded a 24.4% increase on a year-on-year basis, closing FY25 at 2.61 lakh metric tons for the whole year. Meanwhile, our chemical segment remained largely steady, with volume at 0.57 lakh metric tons, marginally lower on a year-on-year basis. We made continued progress on our sustainability and expansion agenda. During the quarter, we commissioned an additional 3.8 MW DC solar power plant, taking the total solar capacity to 9 MW DC. In parallel, site development at Unit 6 is also progressing as planned. We have also initiated work on a 10 MW DC solar plant in Nanded for our captive consumption under the OpenEC. In terms of capital expenditure, we have successfully completed a cumulative CapEx of 202 crores, funded entirely through the internal accruals. These investments were focused on expanding manufacturing capacity, deepening integration across the value chain, and enhancing product offerings in both chemicals and fertilizers. A further planned CapEx of 160 crores is underway, out of which 72 crores is already incurred as of 31st March 2025, totally through the internal accruals. We continue to operate with a strong balance sheet. Our net cash positive is backed with 116.55 crores on enrolling deposits, giving us the financial ability to support our growth roadmap. Looking ahead, our focus remains on operational optimization, capacity enhancement, and expanding our reach across high-demand regions. We are optimistic about the long-term fundamentals of the sectors we operate in and are confident of our ability to deliver consistent performance backed by our integrated business model and disciplined execution. With this, I would like to invite Mr. Deepak Beriwala, our CFO, to share detailed insight into the financial and operational performance for the quarter and full year. Over to you, Deepak.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I will now take you through the detailed financial and operational performance of the company for the quarter and full year ended 31st March 2025. Starting with the quarterly performance, in Q4 FY25, we achieved revenue from operation of ₹219 crores, marking a growth of 15% on a year-on-year basis. This growth was largely supported by a combination of volume gain in fertilizer and pricing rise in the chemical segment. Our gross profit during the quarter was 85.2 crores, reflecting a 34.9% increase, with the gross margin expanding to 38.8% compared to 33.1% in Q4 FY24. This margin improvement reflects favorable cost dynamics, improved capacity utilization, and a better product mix. EBITDA for the quarter reached to 24.7 crore, an increase of 31.9% over the same period last year. The EBITDA margin was 11.3%, indicating a continuous focus on operational efficiency. Profit before tax improved to 20.4 crore, up 28.4%, while net profit for the quarter amounted to 16.5 crore, up by 26.5% year-on-year basis, resulting in a PAT margin of 7.5%. The quarter reflects consistent execution and financial discipline across the business. Turning to the volume performance in Q4, the fertilizer division recorded sales of 60,000 metric tons, reflecting a 5% increase over Q4 FY24. The chemical division delivered 10,000 metric tons, reflecting a decline of 11% on year-end basis. The overall consolidated volume during the quarter was 70,000 metric tons, marking a modest increase of 2%. For the full year 2025, revenue from operations is 806 crore, representing a growth of 11% over FY24. Gross profit increased by 21.1% to 296 crore and gross margin improved to 36.8%. EBITDA for the year came in 83.9 crore, higher by 38% with a margin of 10.4%, up from 8.4% in the previous year. Profit before tax rose to 69.7 crore, a growth of 44.5%, while the net profit advanced to 58.6 crore, an increase over FY24, resulting in a PAT margin of 7.2%. The annual volume in the fertilizer segment is 2.61 lakh metric tons, marking a 24% growth over FY24. Chemical volumes remains relatively stable at 56,000 metric ton, marginally lower by 1% year-on-year basis. On a consolidated basis, total volume for the year was 3.17 lakh metric ton, reflecting an overall increase of 18%. Segmental revenue for FY25 reflects a 424 crores revenue from chemical division, an increase by 7%, and 381 crores from the fertilizer division, a 15.8% year-on-year basis. The performance was supported by the sustained demand in the core agriculture markets and consistent output across our manufacturing facility. On the cost side, material consumption for the year was 557 crore. We maintained discipline across working capital components, including inventories and receivables. Total employee benefit expenses was 51.3 crore. Other operating expenses total 161 crore. Finance cost for the year was limited to 2.3 crore, reflecting our low leverage position. From a balance sheet perspective, our equity base increased to 538 crore, backed by the improved earnings. We closed the year with the 196 crores investment and cash balance. Net cash from the operating improved significantly to the 37.5 crore from 16.2 crores in FY24, driven by the improved profitability and efficient capital management. In summary, FY24 reflects consistent financial progress driven by the operational focus, disciplined cost structures, and a stable business model. We remain focused on delivering sustained volume growth, performance and product finance strategies. With this, I now open the floor for questions. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Preet Nagarsheth from Wealth Finvisor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sure. So, congratulations on a good set of numbers. My question is related to the kind of volume that I'm seeing from the chemical division or from Q3 to Q4, which has a drop, and it corresponds with a very high inventory buildup also of, I think, 160 crores or so. So, sir, can you explain what is happening? Because on one side, the Q4 revenues in chemicals have gone up by 10-11% over Q3, but volumes have dropped, their inventory has increased. So what has really happened here?
I understand your question, Preet. Let us take this, let us divide this question in two different parts. A, that the chemical business has gone down tremendously. The, chemical business includes our acid complex also. And let me tell you, Preet, especially this particular time, this particular year, unfortunately, our shutdown continued for almost 2 to 2.5 months in our acid complex. Generally, this shutdown is always kept up to a level of 30 to 35 days. But because of some arcs, some unseen circumstances, there was some major work, which came up suddenly beyond our expectation, which took bit longer time for restarting the plant. And generally in the acid complex, it has been seen that every year the plant is under shutdown for the annual maintenance for 30 to 35 days. But now this time it continued for almost 52 to 53 days almost. So A, that's a major issue in dropping, our volumes into the acid business. Rather, let me also, add one more point here is that since this plant continued for a longer shutdown period, we had to buy the acids from outside because we want to keep our other operations operating. Because of non-availability of acid, we cannot shut our other plants also. Other plants started well on time, but particularly this acid plant, went on for shutdown for almost 52-53 days. So during additional almost 25-27 days, we had to buy even the raw material from outside also. So A, this is the reason. Now B, coming to your inventory levels, we have bought sufficient rock phosphate, particularly for coming season of fertilizers in the month of February and March. We generally don't buy this much of quantity, but we thought and we saw that the right now the rock phosphate, which is our major raw material, is at the bottom of its level in the last 1 or 2 years or so. Therefore, we bought excessive of rock phosphate for our future requirement also for the fertilizer season. Otherwise, this inventory we generally don't buy, at this point of time. We generally buy this inventory somewhere in April and May. But we preponed our buying for almost 2 months because we were getting a good deal in rock phosphate business. So mainly because of that, you can see that yes, there is inventory built up in this particular year.
So Puneetji, the question is that in spite of this, you reported 10-11% increase in top line in the chemical side over Q3. In spite of the drop in volume.
Prices have improved. If you remember in my last con call, I had mentioned that I see this improvement into the whole business cycle, and mainly because of that, the prices have improved. And if you see in comparison with Q3 FY25 and Q4 FY24, almost 10 crore rupees of dyes intermediates we have sold, wherein the quantity increment in comparison with Q3 and Q4. There is an increment of around 300 tons, almost 10 to 11% of more intermediates has been sold at a much better pricing.
Right. So, can we now say, moving forward to Q1, that this problem of the shutdown has been solved, so we should see our chemical volumes back on track with much better pricing?
Sure. Generally, the shutdown is always, this once in a year. It's not regular until and unless something major comes up.
So, is the shutdown complete? So, you are saying it is completed and now working properly? So, we should see the full benefit of this pricing in this quarter?
Yeah. Now, that impact will be in Q1 of this current financial year.
Okay. So, you will see that increase in top line. Okay. So, sir, the other question I had was regarding the BIS. So, there has been a deferment of two products to August and one product to next year. So, how does that impact you, sir?
As it is, doesn't impact much, Preet, because let me tell you, as far as the two products which you are mentioning here is the K-acid and vinyl sulfone. If you look at the current Chinese import price and current Indian price, hardly anybody imports from China for the last couple of months. We are, having a close watch on that. And secondly, 3 months extension is not a major extension, Preet.
I think the K-acid is next year, right?
K-acid has gone till next year, till 13th of May 2026. We are doing necessary representation to the ministry. Let's see how the ministry, decides on this part.
But you don't see any change in business fundamentals for this year because of this change?
Let me tell you, BIS, we were expecting some betterment, at the worst, K-acid betterment will come after a year or so. Nothing so great impact because of extension of the...
Correct. So then, Puneet ji, what is your guidance for FY26 and FY27, if you can share some
of that? In 25-26, I am projecting total revenue somewhere close to 950-2,000 crore rupees or so. Because mainly two, three reasons, and I am a bit conservative always in giving numbers from my side. Mainly because of two, three reasons. We are starting our dyes unit in units 5 very shortly. By the end of May, we are taking a trial batch. It may take around 3 months for the teething troubles, bottlenecks, establish of the plant and quality and other operational issues. So, at least for the last 6 months, we will have this operational efficiency of dyes unit also in unit 5. And we also see a trial production of unit 6 also somewhere near Diwali, maybe October-November 2025. So we might get some revenues from that also. Thirdly, we are expecting better realization, better volumes in chemicals as well as in fertilizers. So if I put together, I think we should be easily able to achieve at least 1,000 crore rupees of the business in 25-26. As well as the margins are also improving slowly and gradually. 24-25, we improved around 33% of the margins. We came to around 7.25 to 7.5% on the PAT levels. I believe in this current financial year, company should be, this company should be able to achieve at least, 20% growth levels as we did last time, 58% growth levels. And in this current financial year, in comparison with 24-25, I believe that we should be having at least, 8.25 to 8.5% of the margin. This is my, this outlook on this current financial year.
Right, sir. One question I had was on the tax rate. So the tax that we are applying is for this financial year was 19%. Generally, the tax rate is 25% for corporate. So, why is it so lower?
In Madhya Bharat, we are having a carry forward losses because we bought this unit through NCLT. It was having a carry forward losses, and Pushkar is having under MAT because you are aware that we are continuously on expansion mode. We completed 175 crores of capex through internal accruals. Now again, we are building up new capacities also. So that depreciation is also accumulated. So we are under MAT in Pushkar, and in Kisan, we are having 25%. So if you put all together, this is the final impact of the taxation.
So sir, for next year, we should still continue to see similar percentage, 16-17%
after the full year? Almost. Hello?
Okay. Perfect. Yes, yes. I got it, sir. I got it.
Okay. Thank you.
I got it, sir. Thank you, sir.
Question comes from the line of Manan Poladia from MKB Securities.
Is there, you know, in the background? Can you please, you know, arrest this noise?
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah. Please go ahead with the next question.
Yeah, sure. Sir, first of all, congratulations on the good set. Sir, my question is with... Hello?
Yeah, yeah, please.
So my question is with respect to the CAPEX. You said we have about... 160, we've done 72, so we have another 88 or so crores of CAPEX left, right? After that, our cash balance, right, if we net off from our current cash balance, we'll have about 30 or 40 crores left. Am I right in that assumption?
Oh, hello.
So my question was, my question was with respect to the cash balance post the CAPEX. My understanding is we have about 116 crores of cash and 88 crores of CAPEX, right? So, apart from the cash flow that we will get this year, our net of CAPEX plan cash balance will be about 38 crores?
That's right. Plus the addition during the coming year.
Right, sir. And, sir, my second question was with respect to SSP prices and pickup. Have we been seeing a larger adoption of SSP right now? Like, since the government has raised the subsidy, I believe, about 40% or so. So, are we seeing that impact our demand?
Definitely, Manan, because of the DAP is extremely in shortage, and let me tell you, the phosphatic fertilizer across the globe is in deep shortage, and the prices of like phosphoric acid and DAP has gone up tremendously. So, I believe it's a good opportunity, especially for the SSP business. Because of the increase in subsidy, there would be an increased demand also because of the shortage of other phosphatic fertilizer also. So I believe that there would be a good time in coming this season.
Right. And just one follow-up on the acid side. Sulfur prices have gone up significantly, right? And are we seeing that we are getting better spreads overall in the market for sulfuric acid?
See, we are having our own plants of sulfuric acid. Definitely sulfur has gone up, this has behaved unexpectedly, on the upward side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Aditya Sen from FinDoc FinVest. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Hope I'm audible.
Aditya, please speak a little louder. Thank you.
Is it any better now?
Yeah, yeah, better now.
Okay, so, sir, can you please help me with the total revenue potential of Unit 5 and Unit 6 combined?
Aditya, Unit 6 is not yet operational. It is under implementation. And as far as the sales of Unit 5 is concerned, we don't maintain separate records for unit-wise. We maintain the separate details for the vertical-wise, Aditya. So I don't think it is we have readily available sales volume of Unit 5.
No, I'm not asking for the existing volumes. I'm asking about the revenue potential that these two units can generate.
Unit 5 can generate. This is what your question is.
Yeah, both Unit 5 and Unit 6.
See, Unit 5 I need to calculate and give it to you. Aditya, right now I'm not handy with me. Right?
Okay.
And as far as Unit 6 is concerned, this is a total capacity of 500 tons per day of NPK complex. And I believe that, if we take hardly 70%, 75% capacity also, then I think this unit should give somewhere close to 450 crores revenue for the whole year once it is, this operational.
And it should be optimally utilized in FY27 because by the end of this year, as you said, we'll commission.
It should be utilizable in 26-27. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yes, so we are in sync with that.
Yes.
And also, I see that's a minute question. Finance cost spiked to 1 crore this quarter. So, is this going to sustain going forward or was it a one-off?
Yeah, there is no long-term borrowings for our new capexes. Only there will be an incremental, there may be an incremental borrowing for our working capital requirements. And, you can take like this. That as of now, out of total 800 crores of the sales, the total finance cost is around 2 crores. So this is hardly 0.25% of the total revenue volumes. I think it should be in a similar range. Let's see, you know, once we start the new plant, probably our requirement would be more in terms of working capital. But I think it should not be, you know, this should be around 1% of the total revenue, which will not be a major impact.
All right. That was my question. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. So my question, sir, is on the fertilizer side. We saw 24% type of volume growth this year. So given increased improvement in the SSPs, how are we thinking about this current season, sir, first half of this FY 26?
Ankur, very honestly, let me share with you, we had planned a, you know, much better targets in fertilizer as far as 24-25 is concerned. We had planned for total sales of 300,000 tons, wherein we couldn't achieve 300,000 tons. We were left at 260,000 tons only. In this particular year, we believe, looking at the present situation of the phosphatic fertilizers globally, in my opinion, we should be able to achieve at least this target what we had planned for the last year. So I still see that there would be 20% increase in the fertilizer business as far as this particular season is concerned. We've already started doing our best, you know, this cornering each and every corner of our volumes, our dealers and our marketing strategies. So I believe that this season we should be able to do around 150,000 tons of fertilizer in this particular season.
Got it, sir. And sir, you talked about scope of margin improvement in chemicals because the selling price has gone up. So what is our thought on the fertilizer side?
Sir, things would be better in both the sector, as I mentioned in this phone call itself. That this current financial year we would be doing at least 20% better in terms of the PAT levels what we did in 24-25.
Yes, sir.
My outlook, we should be able to achieve at least 8.5 to near to the percentage in the PAT levels, and the total revenue levels we are expecting around 1,000 crores.
Got it, sir. Sir, even in last call, I think you said about 60 crore PAT for this year, which we were able to do. So congrats on that. And yeah, 80 crore is what you were saying for this. Yes, sir. Sure, sir. Thank you and all the rest.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar Puniji, and thank you for this opportunity. Sir, firstly, when you mentioned about the rock phosphate prices and being at rock bottom, and how have the price trends been post-February when we have purchased, and if you could give some more color. And second question was, sir, if you could give us some more brief understanding how the current market dynamics are for our chemical segment in particular. You spoke about fertilizer. So if you could just outline more, because our line got disrupted many times. So kindly repeat the same, sir. Yes, sir.
Kiki Kapoor sir, jahan tak rock phosphate ka aapne baat kari hai, you know, we bought at a levels of almost 15-20% lower levels pe bhi hum logon ne product khareede hain for our coming this season. And from thereafter, now I see that jo 15-20% ka correction tha, that has still improved to 5-7% levels. Aur agar aap overall like phosphatic fertilizer, jaise maine pehle bhi kaha, dekhenge, to globally kafi shortage mein hai. And maybe because of some year-end target, you know, might be the sellers of the rock phosphate, they have to complete certain yearly targets. So, you know, they might have sold it at a better price. And now the prices have improved to some extent, right? But still I consider that the prices are the cheapest one as of now also. Now, as far as your chemical margins are concerned, right now, dekhi kya hota Kapoor saab ki volume or pricing dono ek saath nahi aati hai. अगर आप सोचेंगे कि वॉल्यूम भी मिलेगी प्राइसिंग भी मिलेगा वो उसको एक समय लगता है एक टाइम लगता है फेज वाइज लगता है. नाउ द प्राइसेस हैव कम टू अ लेवल यू नो द अदर कंज्यूमर्स आर यू नो फाइटिंग अवे फॉर BIS इंट्रोडक्शन विच गवर्नमेंट हैज ऑलरेडी पोस्टपोन्ड फॉर नेक्स्ट 3 months. 3 महीने बाद फिर ये वापस ये कहानी चालू होगी. तो अल्टीमेटली प्राइसेज अब धीरे 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 इम्प्रूव होने चालू हो गए हैं. चाइना के साथ में कॉम्पिटिशन जो पहले बहुत कम लेवल पे था अब और कम लेवल के ऊपर जा रहा है. You know, if you ask to the Chinese for giving a price of H acid and para-based even to India, they even don't want to offer the products to India also because they know very well कि भाई ये प्रोडक्ट अब इंडिया में आने वाली है नहीं, क्योंकि BIS भले ही आज एक्सटेंड हो गया हो लेकिन 3 महीने बाद में वही सर पे लटकती तलवार है. सो थिंग्स आर इम्प्रूविंग इन अवर फेवर इन कमिंग टाइम्स. तो ये दोनों चीजें मिला के धीरे धीरे यू नो सिचुएशन इज गोइंग टू बी बेटर. एज आई मेंशन अर्लियर आई गेव आउटलुक एज फार एज द रेवेन्यू एंड प्रॉफिटेबिलिटी इज कंसर्न. This is slowly and gradually building up our confidences that you know we will be achieve, you know this able to achieve what we are saying on this call. And you have seen earlier also that I am a bit conservative person. और जो भी अपन बोलते हैं वो ऊपर प्रभु की दया से वो चीज प्रभु अपने को उसमें मदद करते हैं वो करने के लिए वो टारगेट अचीव करने.
यस सर, ये एकदम आप करेक्ट कह रहे हैं सर. कोई भी आपकी पुरानी कॉल सुने या आज की भी कॉल जब सुनेगा तो ये चीज का कॉन्फिडेंस हमें मिलता है कि आप जो चीज देख रहे हैं वही कह रहे हैं. कुछ भी ना बढ़ा चढ़ा के कोई बात यहाँ नहीं करते कभी.
मेरी एक ही
जिम्मेदारी बनती है
ओपन एंड ट्रांसपेरेंट एंड इन द मोस्ट एथिकल मोड टू शेयर माय व्यूज टू शेयर माय एक्सपीरियंसेस टू शेयर माय लर्निंग्स विद यू ऑल गाइज. यू नो देखिए मैं कोई बहुत बड़ा वो नहीं हूँ लेकिन जितनी समझ है जितना नॉलेज है जितना मैं यू नो मार्केट को रीड कर सकता हूँ उतना रीड करके जो मेरी आउटलुक है दैट आई शेयर विद यू नो यू ऑल गाइस. अब बाकी तो सर देखिए लेट अस सी क्या होता है आगे. तो मैं तो इतना ही बोलूंगा
सर. अब कुछ फाइनेंशियल क्वेश्चन थे. एज यू मेंशन दैट कि वी हैव परचेज एसिड फ्रॉम एक्सटर्नल सोर्सेज सो अदर एक्सपेंसेस हैव आल्सो गॉन अप सिक्वेंशियली ऑल्दो द वॉल्यूम वॉज मैंने लोअर. सो व्हाट विल यू एट्रीब्यूट दिस 4-5 crore change Q-on-Q basis when we look at the other expenses it was 41 crore for December quarter and it moved up to 46.
Sir, point. आपने ये decrease बोला कि increase बोला?
Increase बढ़ा है sir.
कम है?
नहीं नहीं बढ़ा है. It has increased from 41 to 46. It has gone up by 5 crore.
Sir, 5 crore रुपया अगर sir volume भी तो बढ़ा है अभी भी तो देखो ना sir. 5 crore rupees कोई बहुत बड़ी रकम नहीं है सर. जहाँ पे हमने समझो फर्टिलाइजर 2,06,000 से लेकर 2,60,000 बेचा 56,000 टन ज्यादा बेचा है. बराबर है बराबर है. जो सर हमने 56,000 टन ज्यादा SSP बेचा वो 56,000 टन के ऊपर सर आज अगर आप 1,500 रूपये भाड़ा भी जोड़ लो तो कितना हो गया सर. आज जो इन्वेंट्री हमने एक्स्ट्रा खरीदी उसका जो इन्वर्ट रेट गिन लो वो भी कितना हो गया सर. वो कोई बहुत बड़ी इम्पैक्ट नहीं है सर.
इम्पैक्ट जी सर. सर सेकेंडली सर हमने ये भी देखा कि बांग्लादेश से सर मैंने हमारे देश के संबंध कुछ और सर मैंने कर्कश हो रहे हैं. जैसे आज हमने कमेंट्री पढ़ी कि वो पोर्ट क्लोज कर सकते हैं या और प्रॉब्लम क्रिएट कर सकते हैं. तो कितना परसेंटेज ऑफ सेल्स या बिजनेस वी आर डूइंग विद विद द कंट्री ऑफ बांग्लादेश एंड हाउ आर वी अलाइन टू इट.
राइट
ओके.
हार्डली 4% ऑफ द टोटल बिजनेस. Even after their you know internal disturbance also we haven't seen much impact on the business and still my confidence level has that you know it has got no you know it, this will not have major impact on our relationships with Bangladesh and I believe that on a longer term I don't see any major disturbance also in case if there is also in coming future which I personally don't foresee then you know we have other you know the markets also to look into those and build up our you know sales volume there also in case our government comes in a future is in you know in such kind of a strategy where the total you know where the trade with Bangladesh is totally banned then you know obviously we will respect the government policy decision and we are with to that. But as far as the business is concerned I don't think if you know in case Bangladesh gets closed, let us take it a worst part level, the Bangladesh gets totally closed, right? Then we have other areas also in you know for the marketing development, like you know we are looking at Vietnam market, we are looking at Indonesia market, we are looking at Sri Lankan market, you know we are slowly and gradually we are developing this you know this Egyptian market. So we are you know our team is going in those markets also and getting more opportunities in our customer levels. So I don't think that Bangladesh or Turkey is going to affect very majorly for us. It could be very on short-term basis, but nothing I see on a longer-term basis.
Okay. Sir, and another point was about the caustic soda plant investment. I think so we were on the verge of...
Sir, we have mentioned this last time, because you know it is always better to review your decisions and very importantly we need to take very, you know, this conscious decisions, any such decisions which is good for the company on a longer term business. I personally believe that, you know, we can always review our decisions and, you know, after reviewing the decisions we found that caustic is not so great. So we got some other opportunities also and we went into that direction.
Okay. And lastly, sir, although it may not be of that important in terms of the financial or operational performance, but we also saw some promoter inter-transfer of equity from you and I think so Gautam ji to one another entity. Madam Banu.
She is my mother. We are in the process of... making a family trust. So, the equity transfer to my mother is a part of the process for, you know, our entire equity we are transferring to the family trust for a long-term succession plan, for a better stability and this long-term sustainability.
Oh, okay. All the best to you, sir, for your endeavor, sir. And thank you for guiding us, sir, in the best possible way. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Puneet Makaria, Chairman and Managing Director, for the closing remarks.
Thank you everyone for joining our Q4 and FY25 earning calls. If you have any further questions, please feel free to connect us with our Investor Relations Advisor, Churchgate Partners, and we will be happy to address all your queries. Thank you, friends, and stay safe. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Shri Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizers, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.